Hi, Queens. It's Danielle. Alyssa and I are both traveling right now, so we wanted to replay one of our favorite episodes that we've ever recorded. This one is our mantras episode. We have referenced it in so many different episodes because we just really love this one. Honestly, I've re-listened to this one. It's truly all of our favorite mantras that we say in pretty much every situation in this industry. This industry can be kind of crazy, as you guys know, and I just feel like having some sort of thing, whether it's a mantra, a practice, something to ground you, bring you back, I feel like there's a lot that goes on and you can get lost in it. So this is why this is one of our favorite episodes. And it's actually really funny because when we recorded this episode, we were also traveling, as you will hear when the episode starts. Funny how that happens. But anyways, so excited for you guys to re-listen to this episode or listen to it for the first time. Enjoy.
We are both currently traveling, so we just wanted to do a mini-sode for you guys, and we thought it would be really cool to just share some mental health things or things we wish we could just tell our younger selves and just have some mantras to repeat so that if you're having a bad day or you're feeling a little down, you can just throw this episode on real quick. So it is definitely a shorter one, shorter than normal, but yeah. We hope you guys like this. I'm excited.
I'm so excited for this episode. I feel like, especially in this industry, it's so easy to compare and be super down on yourself. And everyone goes through it. We definitely go through it. I have worked really hard to improve my mental health this year. And I feel like I love some of the things we're about to talk about because these are things that I've really learned and you have too. So
yeah, and I feel like it like definitely applies towards this industry and life in general. Totally. So it's just like whatever you're currently needing for whatever reason, we want this episode to be able to just resonate with you in whatever season in life you're in. And hopefully this can help you, you know, get through a bad day and, you know, maybe down the road, right now you're doing fine. Maybe down the road you're having a not the best day. This will just kind of be that episode to go back, throw it on, and then hopefully help you get into a better mental space. So
yes,
we just wanted to share some things. We talk about them pretty often, I feel like, so we just wanted to throw them all together,
round them all up,
put them in one place for you guys. And yeah, I feel like we can just kind of start. So the first one is, people's judgments are not a reflection of you, they are a reflection of them. And I think that this is so important to remember.
The best freaking, one of my favorite lessons of the year, might I say. Oh my God. This is
like
so important.
Once you can accept this, like, you will be so much happier because it's just, obviously, we never know what people are going through, and they might lash out at you for no reason at all because you have no idea, but maybe they're going through something. So I feel like it's just such a good reminder that whatever they are projecting onto you, it's coming from them and has nothing to do with you. And it's easy to like let it go.
And this is like so important to remember, especially when you're in like these toxic relationships or friendships. How they perceive you is a reflection of how they perceive themselves. It has nothing to do with you, and you literally cannot change the way that they are judging or perceiving you. So being at peace with that is one of the most freeing feelings ever. It takes a while to get there, but if you really sit with this little saying, mantra, whatever you want to call it, it's like a very beautiful way to live your life.
Yeah, I like how you said,
what people are saying.
I like how you said, like, you can't change that person's like thoughts of you, because I feel like people, like including myself, get so like hung up on that. You want to try so hard, so then you kind of go into this spiral, and you know, some other things we'll talk about a little bit later, but you just want to like do whatever it takes to like make them see you a certain way, which is eventually it's just gonna hurt you and your mental health and like suck the energy out of you. So I feel like it's
very
so good to know.
That is a very common thing, to like be constantly trying to prove yourself to people, but they already their beliefs and their perceptions are based on their own beliefs and experiences in life, and it has nothing to do with you. Okay, queens?
Yeah.
Always remember that.
So, love that one. Okay, the love next one is, I love this. I love all of these.
We love this one too. Every single one we're going to, I know. Oh my God, wait, I'm looking at this.
They're all so list good.
And I'm just like, wow, every single one is so good. Okay, sorry.
Next one is, you deserve a seat at the table. And I love this one so much because I feel like, especially in this industry, imposter syndrome is so big just because of like different opportunities, and like people have different opportunities come to them at different like growth points, I would say. So someone could have 10K, someone could have 50K, someone could have 300K, and like all have the same opportunity. So the person, you know, with the smaller following might be like, why do I have this opportunity? Like, what did I do to deserve this? And I think it's so important that, you know, obviously what's meant to be will be. So it's like, if this opportunity came to you, like it is meant to be yours and that you deserve it. And when you go to events and there's a bunch of like, I feel like we experience this when there's like celebrities and like models like we're in LA and we're just like, what is going on? We have to constantly remind ourselves that we deserve a seat at the table.
We deserve a seat at the table.
And to be there.
Absolutely. Yes. This like gets me through a lot of things, honestly. I remember the first time I heard it, I've said this before, from Hannah. Shout out How Han Sees It. She said it when we were at this like event with a ton of huge influencers and celebrities. And I'm like, oh my God, you're so right. We do deserve a seat at the table. Like everyone here deserves a seat at the table. So do we. We got invited. But honestly, I use this in like everyday life things, like everyday life things, just very basic things. Oh, also, I'm adding this in because I don't think we have it. The regardless I am worthy mantra is like my favorite, which is kind of like the same thing. Just always regardless you are worthy.
I feel like it's crazy because we just kind of put it in our own heads that we don't deserve to be there, and like, why are we here? And like, it's just that like self-doubt that creeps in. So I feel like if you ever feel that feeling coming, you just remind yourself like you deserve a seat at the table, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. Like, you are there for a reason, and like, that's that.
Exactly. So,
we definitely feel that a lot, and we experience that. So we are constantly saying this. So we just wanted to kind of pass that along to you guys. And then do you want to share the next one?
Yeah, this is meet it every single one. This is also my favorite one. But no, this one helped me quit my job and start my own business and start doing this full time. It's everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. Just gives me chills because it's so freaking true. Whenever you feel scared, I feel like I've tried to shift that feeling into a really positive feeling, because when you're starting to feel like nervous, scared, fear about something like popping up in your life, it means like it's time to jump. But it's a nervous feeling, of course, because it's new and it's kind of uncomfortable, but that's how you grow. And I don't know, it's just been the best thing ever for me, trying to like embrace the fear instead of run away from it.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, how we've gotten a lot of opportunities. And also when you do jump and do whatever is making you feel scared, you'll get to the other side and you're like, I cannot believe I was so afraid of jumping, because this is the best my life has ever been, or this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And it seems so easy looking back on it. So try to imagine the feeling you'll feel once you do it. And then I think that will help you get to the other side if you're really scared. But
yeah,
try to embrace fear. It's a good feeling when it's like obviously something new coming into your life. That sort of fear.
Yeah.
Obviously trust your gut with other things, but you guys know what I mean.
I feel like the other quote where it's like, growth happens outside of your comfort zone, is very similar, kind of the same thing. And like,
totally,
in order for us to grow as like individuals, as people, in relationships, friendships, whatever, you really have to kind of be vulnerable and open yourself up to it. And that's obviously the scary part. And fear is like the unknown of what could happen. But I feel like if you have that mindset of, like the possibilities, like what possibilities could happen mm-hmm. if I did this, instead of the mindset of what can go wrong if I yes. do this. Like there's just so many opportunities out there that it's worth giving it a shot. And if it doesn't work out, then at least you tried, and you'll, when you look back on it, you'll have no regrets and know that you did what you could. And especially when it comes to jobs or like doing social media full time, like maybe you try and it doesn't go how you want it to go, or it's not what you expected it to be. You can always go back and get a job. Like there will mm-hmm. always be jobs there. So why not give it that shot and try? So yeah, I do feel exactly. like fear holds us back so, so much. But once you can face it and kind of just do it, it like is the craziest, most exciting, happiest, you'll be so proud of yourself feeling.
Yeah, I literally like that is always on my New Year's resolution or my New Year's goals, is to be just so scared the whole year, to be so outside of my comfort zone and uncomfortable. Because yeah. when I think back on how I've grown, and like when people ask me like how I got to a certain point or like how I appear so confident, it's truly like forcing myself or embracing the uncomfortableness in life mm-hmm. and just getting out of my comfort zone. It truly teaches you so much and you grow an unbelievable amount. So I don't know, try to change the mindset if you're not there yet, because it's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, and I feel like too, it kind of goes with like you're your biggest cheerleader and like you're gonna fight for yourself the hardest. Mm-hmm. So just like yeah, remembering those things when you're afraid to do something new or try something or step out of your comfort zone. Maybe it's going to that event alone, maybe it's moving to a new city, maybe it's breaking up with a toxic boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, like whatever the situation is, like imagine the possibilities outside of that mm-hmm. and you won't like look back and regret it. It's so crazy.
Yeah, and start small. Sorry, I keep like building off of yeah. this, but like start small because yeah. you can like
you don't have to do anything like, crazy.
Truly, like this is how it started for me. Literally, just talking on my stories. I was so scared to talk on my stories. I remember
that
first.
When like everyone was like that was the everyone thing. And, like, was people who talked on their stories. It was like, oh my gosh, how
they were
they
cool
do
and
that?
Like good influencers, like big aspiring yeah. influencers talked on their story. And so I was so freaking scared, but then you do it, nothing bad happens. All you do is grow and learn and become more confident. And so it's like that little thing went into me going to an event for the first time by myself. Then it went into literally DMing Alyssa asking if she would go to an event with me, and I was so freaking scared. And wow, fast forward
like,
a few years,
literally what like insane. A couple years can do, literally
yeah,
crazy.
So start small, work your way up. You'll start to realize like nothing bad happens when you do put yourself out of your comfort zone, when you do things that scare you, and you'll just grow. So sorry Word. To ramble on that one.
Love
but
that. Okay, next one is you don't get what you don't ask for in life. And this is like one of my top mantras, I feel like, yes. because I don't know, it just like I have learned, and I feel like being in sales before I did this, like you really have to get comfortable with rejection. And we'd always do training, like sales mm-hmm. exercises about rejection. Like one time I was with this company and we went to Vegas for a sales training, and literally one of the challenges was to go up to strangers and ask them random questions off the question list. And obviously if you think about it, it's so
Wait,
scary.
I love that.
But in retrospect, like you're never going to see these people again. It's just asking them a question. People are mostly nice. It was like simple questions like what's their favorite color? Or like
honestly,
where
I
are
need
they
to do
from?
This training.
Like it
that
was
is- a good idea.
But it's just, it was such a good, like, it was so, like, just, I don't know, mind-opening, like, just, yeah. like, put things into perspective. Like, you are building up the situation in your head that does not exist yes. at all. And so I feel like, for me, when you don't get what you don't ask for, it can come to so many things. Like, especially in our industry, like, if you want to get paid, like, you're not going to get paid if you don't ask a brand for it. You're not going to mm-hmm. get your rate if you don't ask for it. If you want to pitch and get gifting, like if you don't ask, you're never going to get it. If you're at an event and like there's like you see gifting but you're walking out, like ask.
Yeah.
Like, the worst anyone is ever going to say is no. And then if they do, for some reason, say something rude or weird, that goes back to number one, where it's like a reflection of them and not you.
Absolutely. So,
that's why it's just one of my favorite things. And I feel like being in sales has really helped me kind of realize those things, because like you're cold calling, you're talking to strangers all the time. Like you get kind of like numb to it. And by the time you get down to like the 20th question on this list, you're like, oh, this is a piece of cake. I'm just going to go ask that person. Like,
easy, exactly. Done. It like, feel it's like just you like literally practice. Get rid of that fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like things like this, going back, I literally just had therapy today. So like going back into therapy, if you have, obviously it's things like this can stem back from your childhood, and if like you never felt hurt as a child, like you know, it might be harder for you to like ask people things, but challenging yourself and asking and realizing nothing bad happens from it is so important. Honestly, you taught me a lot about that. I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, Alyssa would ask, like I need to do this, like I need to ask, and then I'll be like, I cannot believe I almost didn't ask. And it's just like simple things, and this is a really good one.
So that's definitely one of my favorites, and just something that I will always carry with me in life. Mm-hmm. And normally things work out, and if they don't, it's not a big deal at all, and you move on and you literally forget about it. So,
and it wasn't meant to be.
Exactly. So love that. Okay, next one is know the difference between being polite and kind as opposed to being a people pleaser. I love that.
Wow, I love that. And honestly, the difference is setting boundaries and not being a people pleaser. And that is a very hard thing to do. But no, this is very important. This is a very important lesson. And it's honestly a hard one to learn if you are a people pleaser, which a lot of people are. I would say it's more common, very common. So
Yeah, I think it's just like, just know that there is a difference. Like, you can be polite and kind, but still set your boundaries and not be a people pleaser or not do something that you don't want to do because you feel like someone's not going to like you or it's rude. Like, there is a very clear difference. So I feel like once you can figure that out for yourself, then it'll be easy to distinguish when you're trying to people please versus just being polite. Like, obviously, we preach like being polite and kind, especially in our industry, because you will meet so many different types of people. But at the end of the day, if you're a people pleaser, you're being stretched too thin. You're saying yes to everything because you feel bad to say no to go to a certain event. Like, that's just going to negatively affect you. And obviously, we want you to protect your energy because that's something we always talk about. So I think that kind of flows into the next one, where not everyone is going to like you. So you might as well do what makes you happy. It's just impossible for everyone to like you. It just is. Like, there's way too many different types of people out there. So it's like, you might as well just do you, and you'll attract the right kind of people.
Absolutely, queen. These are lessons I have learned way too late in life.
I feel like you're still young.
Yeah, it's like a very, I don't know, sometimes you don't think you're a people pleaser, and then one day you're like, oh shit, I am a people pleaser. And then you just have to set healthy boundaries, and it's hard at first, but once you do it, it feels literally so good, and you will be feeling like you're serving yourself. And if you don't do these things, or maybe you don't understand that you do these things, you're probably going to feel like depleted, tired all the time, not really sure what you actually want, that sort of thing. So be aware, tap into yourself, check in on yourself.
Yeah, and I feel like for our industry, it kind of relates to brands. Like, not every brand is going to work with you because you're not every brand's aesthetic, or like not every single person on Instagram is going to follow you, because there's just like, people have so many different interests, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, that's actually
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at the norm, and so like not trying to like be something for everyone, because again, like, you can't give to others. If
start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service, plus get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. If you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at midas.com. Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. If you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Your cup isn't full. So I feel like once you kind of
totally
start to realize these things, set those boundaries, you know, maybe you have to go to therapy, like what you do, and work through certain things to just to help you realize and see these things. Like, it's all very healthy, very positive, and very good to do. So
absolutely.
And then
therapy changed my life.
Also, have the courage to walk away from toxic relationships, friendships, romantic relationships, anything like that. I feel like you just owe it to yourself, because I feel like the way I look at it is, if your friend came to you and told you about the situation and you were like, why are you friends with this person? Like, you need to distance yourself. If that's the advice you would give someone about your situation, why are you not giving that advice to yourself? You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's hard because you think you owe something to someone, but you really don't owe anything to anyone. You owe it to yourself.
Yeah.
Truly, you don't owe anything to anyone. You are not here to heal other people, to please other people. Like, you're here for
it's
yourself
not,
and for your own purpose.
It's not your job to do that. And, like, I feel like people, like myself included, try to, like, you, like, want the best for people and you want to, like, help them see that. But if they're not willing to see that for themselves or help themselves, it's not going to go anywhere. And then you're just going to feel defeated. At the end of the day, you're going to feel let down by this person. You're just going to have a lot of negative energy towards the relationship, which is going to take a mental toll on your health. So just kind of realizing that you owe it to yourself to, again, set those boundaries. And if you have to end the friendship because they're unwilling to change or respect your boundaries, then again, that's a reflection of them and not a reflection of you.
Yes. Once you start setting healthy boundaries, it's a sign when you lose friends, because it's like, it's a sign you're growing, because those people aren't respecting
your boundaries. It's also kind
of
a sign of like growing up, like as an adult. Yes. I feel like it just kind of happens. Like, people go through different phases, but that's, I think, a different one a little down the line that we'll get to.
Okay.
So actually, it's the next one.
Yeah. I'm screaming.
Okay, go ahead. You can read that one.
Okay. People will come into your life to teach you lessons, and some may stay longer than others, and that's okay. Some might be a quick season of your life. I love this one because I truly could like list off what I've learned from every single person in my life, and I'm so thankful for them, even the bad ones. Like, I am so thankful for the bad ones, because honestly, those are the ones that I've learned the most and the hardest lessons. But yeah, I feel like it's really good to detach from people when it's necessary, because if you don't do that, you're going to be like caught up in this really unhealthy cycle. So just accepting this is honestly very beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like, and it's one of the biggest lessons I've learned growing up, like going through college all the way through now, is like, friendship breakups to me are so devastating. They're almost like worse than a romantic breakup, because like, these, like, your friends have been there for you through the highs and the lows, and you feel like mm-hmm. they're going to be there forever. And then whatever the reason is, like, I had the weirdest situation happen to me in college. Like, I had this roommate. We were friends first. We were in the same sorority, and then we became roommates together because you want to, like, live with people in your sorority. You want to be friends with them. Mm-hmm. So we got along so well. And literally, randomly, at the end of the semester one day, she literally just stopped talking to me. And I truly didn't understand why. It was the weirdest experience I had ever been through. Like, you guys, it was, like, to the point where, like, if we were both in the kitchen at the same time, she would start humming a song so that we, like, wouldn't talk. She, like, would not make eye contact. Like, if she came home and, like, walked past my bedroom, like, would not say hi. Like, it was, like, so, like, hurtful and devastating for me. And I didn't know, like, what was going on. I still, to this day, have no idea what happened.
Definitely goes back to number one.
Exactly. But in retrospect, I ended up becoming friends with, like, one of her old friends, and she did the same thing to her. And that's when I had the realization, like, this wasn't me, this was her.
Right.
But it's just so weird because you do take it so
hard in the moment,
personally.
For sure.
But once you can turn it into a lesson and realize that not everyone is meant to be in your life forever, and that's okay, then it's so much easier to process and learn from, because we all want closure. Like, that's my thing. Like, I always want closure. And I feel like I had a long-term relationship in high school, college, and when we broke up, like, I wanted closure. And but until I could accept the fact that I was never going to get closure, then I was, like, struggling. But as soon as I accepted the fact that, like, there just isn't going to be closure, and that's that season in life, and that season has come and gone, and it's time to move on, then I was able to, like, be at peace with the whole situation.
Yeah.
So I feel like we encounter so many different situations, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's definitely hard, but you're not alone. And then, so the next one is, quality of friends is better than quantity of friends. And I feel like
so
in college, you're, like, for some reason, like, made to think that you have to have the most friends. You have to be in
high school,
the most clubs. You have to be the popular one. You have to be friends with everybody. Like, it's a popularity contest. Who has the most friends? And then it's, like, at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, like, who are the people that are actually going to be there for you when you need them? Like, I feel like I define these friends as, like, people who would come pick me up from the airport at midnight. Mm-hmm. Like, who are those friends that I can call who would drop what they're doing and come pick me up? Like, that's the quality of friend, like, that I'm looking for. And it's so much better to know that you have those people that you can always count on than having just a bunch of random people, like, your party friends, and then your, like, class friends.
For me, like, at this point, it's so depressing having so many friends because, like, the quality is so much more important than the quantity, because if I can't have, like, a deep conversation with you, there's just nothing there for me. And I didn't really understand that until this point in my life. And it honestly makes you feel more alone once you, if you have so many friends, but you really, like, don't have a deep connection with them. It honestly feels more lonely. So definitely love this one. I feel like also, just while we're on the topic, like, some of my red flags for friends are, I feel like I have two. One is if a friend can't be happy for your success, that is, like, the biggest red flag. Truly.
Absolutely. Especially in this industry, like, that has to be, like, so important to you, because you want someone who's going to cheer you on no matter what. You want someone who's going to mention your name in a room of opportunities, and, like, you are doing the same for that person, so you'd want them to have your back as well. You don't want them tearing you down behind your back. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it just speaks, that just, like, is all you need to know about someone. If they cannot be happy for, even, like, pay attention to how they speak about other people's successes too, because that is how they're speaking about your successes or you behind your back. So be aware. Also, another red flag for me, for, like, friendships and relationships in general, if you have high highs and low lows with someone, that is a toxic relationship, because it should be a very neutral type of feeling that you have towards them. It's I don't know, when someone's like super high and like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with you this week. But then it's like the next week they're not talking to you, and then you feel worthless, or you feel like, what did I do? Or you're constantly seeking validation from them. That's a red flag for me. So those are my two.
I definitely think it's like okay to have ups and downs with your friends, but it's so important to be able to talk openly about them, and that if you like are upset with a friend or you have like certain feelings towards a situation, that you can openly communicate, and that the other person is open to hearing you and understanding you, so that you guys can, you know, grow through it together and build an even stronger friendship relationship through it. So definitely quality over quantity when it comes to friends. Like, because I feel like for me, I'd rather have like a smaller friend group than have and like give like I feel like I'm so loyal, so I can't give that to like 50 to 100 people, you know. I can give that to like, you know, my 5 to 10 ride or dies, and that's how I'm just gonna be. So it's easier to have that and like realize that people will be there for you as well. So
definitely.
And then the next one is to just be kind to people. You never know what they're going through. I think that's just so important to remember. Like, this world could just use so much more kindness than what's in it, and you could literally change someone's day by being kind. Like, I really try to challenge myself when I'm out running errands, or if I'm just by myself doing whatever, to like make eye contact and smile at people or say hello. Like, I remember when we were in France and like everyone just says hello to you, and it's like such a nice easy gesture, and then you come back to the States and like people just like avoid eye contact and like don't look at you
literally,
and you're like oh. So I just like, I don't know, you can always just literally make someone's day by smiling at them or just saying hi or giving them a compliment, like you like their hair, you like their clothes, whatever. Like, why not do more of that?
Yeah, be the light, spread the light, and that's what you'll get back.
Yeah.
For sure.
So the next one is everything happens for a reason and it will always work out. And I feel
cliche,
like
cliche, but so true.
And I feel like you won't really believe this until it starts happening to you over and over and over again. And it just is like an experience thing. And of course, like, bad things do happen, but again, you get that lesson out of it, whether it's from a person or just a situation in general. And like, I do feel like it always works out.
Always. I think it might be a completely different, for a completely different reason than you originally thought, but it's always,
or a different outcome that ended up being better than what you thought you wanted. So it's like, you know, with opportunities, like say you really want this opportunity, you want to work with a certain brand, or you want to do a certain project, you want to apply for a certain job, and then you don't get it. But like down the line, it could be a month, it could be a year, it could be like 5 years, something better will work out. And in retrospect, you'll look at it and be like, I'm so glad that happened. Like, I remember I was devastated when I got dumped from my long-term relationship. Devastated. I thought it was the end of the world, and I am not being dramatic. Like, I was like, thought I had my life planned, like whatever. And then in retrospect, now that I'm years out of it, I'm like, wow, that was literally the best thing that could have ever happened to me. I'm so glad he did that. Like, my life would not be what it is today if I was like still in that relationship. So it's like, just so crazy to reflect back on those kinds of things.
Yeah, it's just like such a good mindset to have for minor inconveniences too, because it really doesn't affect your mental space when you're like, okay, this didn't work out for a reason, and I'm accepting that. I know the universe is like, it's gonna work out how it's supposed to. So
yeah, it's like, what, when do they one say? Door like, closes, then another and one like, opens.
Rejection is redirection, all those sort of things.
We so very true. Much believe. And I feel like we've seen that in this industry. Like, we haven't gotten a campaign opportunity, but then we got a better campaign opportunity with like certain exclusivities, so that if we would have taken that first one, we wouldn't have been able to accept the second better opportunity that has come along. So what's meant to be yours will find its way to you. And you just have to remember that, even though it always doesn't feel super great in the moment, but having that mindset and just knowing that something better is coming your way will help you so, so much.
100%.
Okay, the Love next that. One is trust your gut, period.
If you your gut will never fail you.
Yeah, if you feel like something's off, something's off. Whether, like, friendships, life, situations, anything. I feel like just trust your gut.
100%. I feel like I have... You, like, question it. I feel like when you have anxiety, it can feel like your gut feeling, but... I don't know. Sometimes it's easy to, like, try to figure out ways to not trust your gut, but I'm trying to practice, like, whatever my first instinct is, like, I'm going with that, and it is always the right one, truly. I have tested this.
Yeah. No, I know. It's so, okay, I have, like, listen. The silliest example, but this happens to me so much. Like, I will be deciding between two things when shopping. They might be similar. Yeah. They might be different colors. They might have different designs. Like, I will always be deciding, and my gut will always know the first one that pick, but then I'll try to justify the other one, and every time I go with the other one, I always regret it and wish I stuck with the first one that I wanted. So now when I'm in any situation first where I have decision. To decide whatever I'm like drawn to first, I'm like, I whether it's an opportunity, whether it's shopping, like literally whatever the situation is in my life at that moment, yes, like I will go with that first instinct, and every time I have, I've never been disappointed. I always look back and I'm like, I'm so happy I went with that instead of the other choice, because it just is so much better for me. So
yeah, totally. This like also is so true to me with people. My whole life, vibes. Like I would just like have these toxic people in my life because I would always try to justify and see the good in them, but my gut was always saying, literally run away from this person. And then when I look back on it, I'm like, wow, wish I literally listened to the screaming red flags that my gut was trying to tell me. So listen to your gut. It's always
it'll
right.
save you a lot of time and heartbreak.
Yes, totally.
Okay, and then the last one for today's episode is everyone lives on a different timeline. I think this is so important to remember. Like, you don't feel like you need to rush. If all your friends are getting married, they're starting to have kids, but like you're not there yet, that's totally fine. I feel like our parents grew up in such a different like time where like everyone got married young, had kids, and then it was just like this family. Like, I'm pretty sure my mom was 20 when she got married, because she wasn't even old enough to have alcohol at her wedding. And then she had me, I believe, at 23 or 25. And then my sister 3 years later. And I'm that age now where she had already done all those things. And I cannot imagine that being my life. And like, obviously either. So grateful for like where my life is now. So it's just crazy. And you don't need to let people, including your relatives, your family, friends, whatever, put pressure on you or rush you. Like, you are on your own timeline. I feel like I love seeing those memes or just those posts where it shows like what people did at certain ages. Like, have you seen those where it's like Vera Wang like designed her first wedding dress at like 50 or something like that?
Yeah.
I love those things, because I think in this Me day too. And age, we just live in such an era of comparison and putting pressure on when we're doing things.
Yeah.
That it's so good to just step back and live your life according to your timeline. Like, everything will happen when it's supposed to. So you might as well just like live your best life and enjoy it while you're getting there, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I love that. I feel like that's what we have for today's episode. We just kind of wanted to share and put all these little mantras in one place, because I know we do talk about them a lot. And again, if you're having a bad day or you're feeling a little down and you just need some encouragement or words of wisdom, or just you want to go back and write these down and have them somewhere where you can see, we just wanted to put a little kind of encouragement episode out there for you guys. And I feel like we'll definitely do more of these. Like, this is really fun.
One of my favorite ones that we've done. I'm so excited about this one, so I hope you guys loved it as well, because I just love talking about this. Let's definitely do more.
And I feel like the more you talk about these things, the easier it is to deal with them, to overcome them, to, you know, just even just approach that wall of fear that you're trying to get over. Yeah. So
learn and grow.
Yeah. Hopefully this inspires or encourages you guys. And we hope you have just an amazing week. And we love you guys so much. Our DMs are always open. Join our Facebook group. You can chat, all the things. We want to be a support system for you guys. So we're always here for you. And yeah, we will chat in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.